everyone, and welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, and I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. We do have Kristen Yurdialis, a blogger in her own right, speaker and co-author of Autoimmune, The Cause and the Cure, as well as Fibromyalgia, The Cause and the Cure. She has been published in Fibromyalgia Solutions magazine, is a speaker with the Fibromyalgia Coalition International, and a regular contributor to naturalmommy.com and blackhillssimplelife.com as well. And we'll be talking with Kristen today about her book, Autoimmune, The Cause and the Cure. So Kristen, thanks so much for being here. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Stacey.
It's a pleasure, and I know we were just kibitzing beforehand, and the natural way of doing things has become so big as of late. And, you know, when we're talking about the natural way, the autoimmune diseases, autoimmune disorders, I mean, that really impacts a lot of those. And what kinds of diseases are we talking about, and how many people do you feel like are suffering from those?
Well, when we talk about autoimmune diseases, we're actually talking about diseases like lupus and multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, scleroderma, and we're even including diseases that currently aren't really considered autoimmune diseases, like chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. And when we wrote the book about a year and a half ago, our first book, Autoimmune, The Cause and the Cure, we actually found a figure from 2008 that said 24 million Americans had some form of autoimmune disease.
Wow.
And they said that, yeah, and they said that figure had tripled in the past three decades. So
that's a lot of people.
It's a lot, and that's just America. You know, that's just an American figure. So when I started getting ready to do radio interviews and my speaking tours, I actually found a figure in 2011 that said 50 million Americans now have some form of autoimmune disease. So if those figures are accurate, we're talking about the incidence of autoimmune disease, again, doubling within 3 years. So, I mean, it's really a scary place to be.
Yeah, I mean, that's almost epidemic-like, and I could imagine that that those are just diagnoses, right? I mean, I'm sure there are people that are suffering that don't even realize what they have and what's causing their pain.
Absolutely. You know, for years before my mother was actually diagnosed, and for years through my 20s, I had, you know, we had debilitating headaches, you know, sometimes 2 to 3 migraines a week. We had horrible fatigue and brain fog. And, you know, a lot of people and have, you know, these sorts of symptoms or horrible heartburn or really awful food allergies before they're ever diagnosed with something. So you're so right. People, even if they're not diagnosed with something yet, many people do not feel well.
And so you were dealing with these, you know, painful symptoms, the horrible headaches and fatigue and brain fog. Is this how you came to write about autoimmune disease?
Well, actually, you know, it really started with my mom. About 20 years ago in South Dakota, she was an active mother. My parents had started a brand new business, and she was an avid exerciser. But she'd be the first to tell you that although she was doing all these things, she never felt well. She didn't have a lot of energy. She was basically, you know, forcing and pushing her body. And then one night she went to her 20-year reunion, and she came home, and the next morning she couldn't get out of bed. And she thought she had the flu, you know, because 20 years ago in South Dakota, autoimmune disease really wasn't on the radar. So she actually stayed in bed for about a week, and she, you know, was achy, and she felt like she had the flu. So she finally went to the doctor after a week, and he sent her home with an antibiotic. And she started to feel worse, so she stopped taking it. But that was basically the next few years of her life were spent much in bed. There were times she really couldn't even climb a flight of stairs or wash her hair. So
that's terrible. I mean, this was daily tasks, right? So your mom was feeling this way, and then she decided to research about it herself, and she wasn't really getting help from the doctors?
Well, yeah, I mean, and it really wasn't their fault. It was 20 years ago in South Dakota.
No,
it just, but no, she really took it upon herself, and She started researching. Someone suggested early on that she get tested for food allergies, so she went to National Jewish in Denver. And, you know, with autoimmune disease, when, you know, a while ago when you were diagnosed, they really couldn't tell you what was wrong with you. So when she went to get tested for the food allergy, it was really the first sign that something was really wrong. And the nurse called a few days later, and my dad answered the phone, and she said to my dad, "We've never seen anything like it. She's highly allergic to all the foods we've tested her for." And there were foods on that list, like brown rice and broccoli,
right,
foods that she wasn't even eating because she actually had a horrible diet at the time. And, you know, so that was kind of her early sign. And, you know, really she started to change the way she eat, and she learned a lot about herbs at that time. And the herbs weren't what eventually cured her, but they really did help her manage her symptoms of autoimmune disease, because many, you know, in lupus patients, they die of kidney involvement and heart involvement. So it really did help her manage her symptoms for the next 10 years. And then she finally got lupus rash. So that's actually what led to her diagnosis, was the rash on her face. Yeah.
So now when she started to research, and I'm sure you joined her in this as well, in addition to the herbs and how helpful they were, what else did you discover about autoimmune diseases?
Well, she had that rash for 10 years. And she tried everything to get rid of it, laser surgery, everything. And, you know, one day she actually read something that the Chinese had said, which we're not really into Chinese medicine, but she said she read that they had made a connection between the face and the stomach. So basically, to heal your skin is a reflection of what's going on inside, digestive-wise. So she started researching foods that actually heal her digestion, and she ordered in a food from California, and what it was raw fermented sauerkraut, and she began eating it, and 10 days later that rash went away, and it's never come back in 10 years. So
she had it for 10 years.
Yeah.
And in 10 days it was gone, and then she hasn't had it. Wow. That's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, and it actually, once you know what's in fermented foods, it makes sense. They actually have enzymes in them that mimic your own digestive enzymes in your body. So she knew that that's what she was lacking, and that's really what started her research from there.
Okay, and then, of course, now what have been the results of all of this research? Obviously, she's in health, and you were able to prevent going through the same thing as you were experiencing a lot of those symptoms as well as you were younger. You know, what else have you guys been able to do?
Well, she's been retested, and she no longer has lupus nor any of her food allergies. So those have been resolved. And, you know, for me, I was starting to get tested in my 20s, and it's been a complete turnaround for me. And, you know, because I think we got it earlier in me, you know, I've been able, you know, to enjoy really good health, and I have energy for my kids. And she, you know, is still working on building her B12 up. But, you know, so it's turned our health around. And now, you know, through the book and through putting these studies together, the first two-thirds of our books are the science out there. And these studies aren't isolated findings. They're representative. And, you know, it's really a pathway in autoimmune disease. And so once people understand the disease process, they understand why the diet works and addresses those specific issues. So, you know, it's been a lot of fun. We're doing speaking engagements now. We get to help others, you know, so it's been really wonderful.
Well, now, I mean, we have the old quote, right, that let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. And I think that's really important for people. Even, of course, that was said thousands and thousands of years ago, but,
I know, we still don't get it. It's still true,
right? That's why I love your site where you have Nature Had It First, right? I mean, that's an excellent nugget, all-encompassing, I think, thought and concept here. So you've experienced all these great results. You know, your mother, you're out there speaking now, and you're writing books, you're helping people. What is the message that you would like to leave with our listeners today, Kristen?
Well, you know, we know more and more people are suffering from debilitating issues, and they're getting sicker younger. You know, I mean, many of us know someone really young that's non-functional because they're so sick. But, you know, and I suffered from these same issues all through my 20s, so I wish I wouldn't have lost 10 years. But, you know, there's something they can do about it. And by addressing the disease pathway and, you know, eating the right foods, their food can be their medicine. And, you know, you take in medicine three times a day, basically. And so, you know, you can really take control of it and feel better. Say on our website, you know, it's really been designed to actually help people implement the book, and, you know, we've put a forum up there so people can ask questions, because the book is a lot of information. So sometimes when people, you know, are done reading it, they're like, wow, okay, well, how do I take the next step? Yeah.
Right. Then we let it all marinate in there, right? I mean, that's one of my favorite things I like to say when we have a lot of information. We have to let it marinate, and you kind of absorb things. Some of the information falls off the side, right? It doesn't all get absorbed. So you need to have that. And I think it's wonderful that you have this resource for people, you know, to find out more about Kristen Urdialis and the book, Autoimmune, The Cause and the Cure, also Fibromyalgia, The Cause and the Cure, please visit www.naturehaditfirst.com. And it was right? Naturehaditfirst.com and Nature Had It Right.
That's right.
So, and of course, the site is designed to help everyone in their recovery from autoimmune disease and implement what they learn in the book. And also, as you mentioned, Kristen, on the site, you have a forum where you can ask questions. You'll have readers' stories of their struggles with autoimmune, and I'm sure their triumph as well. Recipes, resources, and natural products that you can use in your home to stay well, including those that you, Kristen, use as well. So thank you so much for a really good, informative interview.
Great. Thanks for having me, Stacey.
All right, it's our pleasure. And this podcast is brought to you by Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to discover bloggers that might be perfect for you.